Okay, we left off on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara now discusses the latter part of the Mishnah, which says that you can't take Maisel from Shana Al Chaverta, but from Kvasim and Izim you can. So the Gemara now is oimed on that distinction. For Noyeg Beboku B'tzayim Vein Misasun Mizalze, B'Kvasim will be Izim, U'Misasun Mizalze. Ask the Gemara, V'yecholish V'yosha Misasun Mizalze Mikavuchena. Why don't we make a Kavuchena? Kavuchena should be Ma'Kvasim V'Izim Shein Kilayim Zebezeh Misasun Mizalze, Cholish V'yosha Shein Kilayim Zebezeh Nidin Shein Misasun Mizalze. So the Gemara is going strictly with a chilek between Chodesh and Yashan, and the way the Gemara sees it is that there should be a Kavuchemer if it's Noyeg from Kvasim and Izim Mizalze, even though they're Kilayim, that's a bigger distinction. So surely it should be Noyeg Mishona Al Chavrata. It's not clear exactly why the Gemara holds this as a Kavuchemer. When we get to the Maskana, we'll understand this as well. But this is the way the Gemara asks the question. It says, the Gemara, Talmud Lema, Asa Ta'asa. Asa Ta'asa. Shtei Maisel Zakosa Medaba. Echad Maisel Behemo, Echad Maisel Dogon, Umakash Maisel Behemo, Maisel Dogon. It compares Maisel Behemo to Maisel Dogon. Ma Maisel Dogon, Mechora Shala Yoshan Loi. Af Maisel Behemo, also Mechora Shala Yoshan Loi. Ask the Gemara, Yehochi, Kvasim, Izim, Nami, Loi. So now let's go the other way around. So if Mishana L'chavrat or not, so now let's use the same drosha to Maisel. Says the Gemara, Makesh, Maisel, Behem, Maisel, Dog, Maisel, Behem, Maisel, Dog, Mioshen, Miloi, Av, Maisel, Behem, Minish, Miloi. Rabbi Rachman would say, Yehochi, Chodesh, Yehoshan, Nami, Kvasim, Asa, Tasa. So basically, we have a Riboy and a Miut. We're Marbe Kvasim and Izim, and we're Mamayit Shona B'Shona. We have a Riboy that it's Noyeg by. There's a Riboy that Maisa Behem is Noyeg, even when Maisa Dogan is not Noyeg. And we did the Gemara, and we have a Miut. And basically, we take the Miut and we put it Lagabi Shona B'Shona. And we take the Riboy and we put it Kvasim and Izim. The Gemara basically is my Royas. It's the opposite. We already said the Svore is the opposite. The Svara is that Kilayim Zebezeh should be more of a reason why you shouldn't be Marfash Mizalzeh. Says the Gemara, Marav HaMakro, Shana Shana. Since it says the word Shana Shana, Shana Kshisiv Elo Levach. That's all. Shana Kshisiv Elo Levach. So right away the Chazanish here, you brought down the Mar Makremis. We spoke about this Chaznish when we started the Perek. If you look at Simon Chav Zayin on the bottom, Ois Gimel, he has a discussion whether Meiser, there's two, L'chayrit, there's two Nekudas Chashuvas in our Sugya. Nekuda number one, the whole debate whether Meiser Behema was a Rishus or a Chayva, which we discussed at the beginning of the Perek. Is there an obligation to be mafresh ma'aseh behemah? Is there an intrinsic chiyah for ma'aseh behemah, like there is ma'aseh zroyim? Ma'aseh zroyim is not a rishus. Ma'aseh zroyim is a chayva. Now, ma'aseh zroyim, how do we know ma'aseh zroyim is a chayva? Because tevel is also chiyah mislati tevel. The reason why by ma'aseh dogan there's a debate is because ma'aseh behemah is a debate, because there's no tevel by Ma'aseh Behem. If somebody would go and not be mafresh Ma'aseh Behem and use all of his cattle, it's not oivel, and he's a tevel, he's mevatel mitzvah of Ma'aseh Behem. So therefore, it's debatable, is Ma'aseh Behem an obligation midaraisa? Was Ma'aseh Behem not an obligation midaraisa? It's true later on, the Gemara brings down, there's a mission of gronois. There are time periods throughout the year where you have to put the animals together and take ma'aser. But that, Rashi says, is the Rabbonah. That's not midaraisa. So there's an open debate as to whether ma'aser behemah is a reshus or a chayv. It's open debate. That means that many of the Gedolei Achroinim hold that it's a question mark. Big question mark. Whether it's an obligation or not. Migdash Dovid brings down it's a reshus. not a choyv, but the reis I'm talking about. But the reis. Fakert, there are many who hold that the chiyuv maisris in Dagon is only because of the Isur Tel. That's the reason why it's called an obligatory mitzvah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be over there either, an obligatory mitzvah. In fact, the Morgan Avraham has a famous shita. He holds that Trumas, Maisris, Chala, which is similar, is all not really a mitzvah to be mafresh, but it's more there's an Isur to eat without being mafresh. Mamel is a mitzvah. In fact, the way he seems to understand, because the Morgan Avraham is found in Hilchos Tzitzis. Very difficult Morgan Avraham. Over there, the Morgan Avraham establishes a klal that whatever you do a mitzvah, you have to be standing. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Hilchos Tzitzis. Yisatev, me'umid, v'yivorech, you should be misatev, me'umid, you should make a bracha when you're standing. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tzitzis. The Morgan Avraham comes and he uses this as a springboard. For all mitzvahs, you always have to make the bracha standing, not only by tzitzis, by kol haterekula. Pnei Yeshua and Megillah has his own approach. That's why the minhag olam writers like the Morgan Avraham, l'moshel by Kriyas Megillah. Everybody gets up for the bracha, right? Even on Mishnah Paskins and Megillah, that you can read the Megillah sitting. The reason why we stand in shul is al kavod hatzibur. The reason why the Baal Kriya stands in shul when he reads the Megillah. Kavod HaTzibur. It could be Yitzhak Kriyas Megillah sitting. If somebody reads for somebody not B'tzibur, there's no din to stand at all. It's all Kavod HaTzibur. So Grada the Pnei Yeshua in Megillah has a different approach than the Magen Avraham. He says, every brocha follows the mitzvah. So in other words, Brichas HaTorah you can make sitting. Because the mitzvah you do sitting. Any mitzvah which you do standing, like Sfir Zayimel, Bakomo, so you do it standing, the brocha has to be standing. That's the Pnei Yeshua's mahalach. Pnei Yeshua holds the brocha, just like this is in Oiver Lassia, the same thing is the way you make the brocha is the way you do the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is standing, you stand. If the mitzvah is sitting, you could sit. There's no din amida. But the Magen Avraham holds not like that. Magen Avraham holds all mitzvahs require amida. So Magen Avraham makes a great kash on himself. He says, the Mishnah says in Challah that a woman can make a brocha on Challah even if she's not dressed. A man cannot, because a man's erev is open, and a woman can lie down, can sit down and cover her erev. So Morgan Avraham asks, why is that? It's Birch HaMitzvah. How could she sit? So the Morgan Avraham says, like he throws out a chiddush like this, he says, how is not a mitzvah to be mafresh? It's only being misaken as a Huh? It's not a real mitzvah. So the Vilna Gaon pounds the Morgan. I mean, first of all, it's a chiddush neir of adia. It's a chiddush neir of adia. But besides, it's a chiddush neir of adia. He's learning the bracha is more similar to shechita. No chiyuv, no mitzvah to shecht. The mitzvah is not to eat something which is not shechted. So we find there's such a thing making a bracha in such a case. Machman a bracha. So the Vilna Gaon says he has a Mishnah not like the Morgan Avraham. The Mishnah says that if you're making enough flour to be chayv in challah, you're not allowed to split it to make itself potter from challah. If a woman is making 5 pounds, she's not allowed to knead it separately, make this separate and that separate, because it's being mevatel mitzvah. Ask the Goyen if the Morgan Avraham is right. It's not a mitzvah. So right there in the Bir Agro, he makes the Morgan Avraham into a Torbid Var Mishneh. This is a Mishneh. The way I always understood the Morgan Avraham wasn't saying as massive of a Chiddush. Morgan Avraham, of course, agrees Challah is a mitzvah. But exactly like we're discussing here, every mitzvah you have to know is in a mitzvah Chiyuvis or a mitzvah Kiyumis. And the only reason why Maiser, Trumas and Maiseris is a mitzvah Chiyuvis is because there's an Isser of Tevel. And Isser Tevel makes it into Mitzvah Chiyuvis. Memela holds the Morgan Avraham that the main mitzvah is not Chal B'Shas Afroshe. Because at that point, if you won't eat it, there's no obligation. So the real obligation is Al Shem Osit. When I'm going to eat it, I have to eat it after I already took off truma, after I already took challah. So the ikar obligation is not now. That's what the Mogar Avraham means. It's only lusakin for the future. And the Melal, the Mogar Avraham, it's not a birch mitzvah that you're making somuch l'mitzvah. By a regular birch mitzvah, there's no steer with the Mishnah challah. The Mishnah challah is saying, if you're making a shear of challah, you should be mafresh challah. Makayim a mitzvah. Mogar Avraham is not arguing that it's not a mitzvah. He's describing the type of mitzvah that it is. This is the type of mitzvah. One way to look at the mitzvah is, right now I have a mitzvah to be mafresh challah. Irrelevant if I'm going to eat it later. The other way to look at it is, no, I have a mitzvah later to eat bread, which I was mafresh challah. And I want you to know, if you look at the psukim, it's meduyik like the Mogar Avraham. Again, we don't dash the psukim. But if you look in the mitzvah of challah, it says, "Ba'och lechem milechem ha'oretz torimu." Doesn't say when you make it. It says, "Ba'och lechem." Even though obviously the Torah doesn't mean to be mafresh challah at the time that you're eating. Negeshes harisei seichem. But when the Torah introduces the mitzvah of challah, it says, "Ba'och lechem milechem ha'oretz torimu." That's what the Mogar Avraham. And the Mele, when we come to Maisel Behema, where there's no tevel, there's no such thing that we could say, well, you're fixing your crop. You're not fixing your crop. Because the fact is that behemoths are all mutter b'hanor the way they are. So it's open for debate. And maybe b'chlal, there's no mitzvah, ma'aser behemoth. Maybe, no mitzvah, when I say no mitzvah, no obligatory mitzvah. Yes, of course there's a kiyum mitzvah. But maybe there's no obligatory mitzvah. Exactly the way challah would have been, or trumas of ma'aser, if there wouldn't have been tevel. So that's what the Chazanish is saying. Chazanish says, Miloshen Rashi Mashma, the Maisa Behemoth Rishus, Shem Yisrael Kodosh. If you do it, it works. Avol Ein Chiv Medaraisa Lachsa. Avol Loshen Aramban, Beperegvov Mebchoyres, Mashma Shazun Mitzah Asei Chiyuvis. And then he comes to our Sugya, the Chazanish. Says the Chazanish, וכן אומרו לאל דף נ"ג עמוד בייז, עשר תעשר בשתי מעשרות הכוסות מדבר. Our Gemara. And meaning our Gemara compares Maaser Behemoth to Maaser Dogon, but the way I just explained to you, it's not a kasha. Yes, there's a comparison. But even Maaser Dogon, there's the Chazanish is saying by the fact that our Gemara makes a hekesh to Maaser Dogon, means it's the same type of mitzvah. And just like Maaser Dogon is an obligation, so to Maaser Behemoth is an obligation. But the way I just explained it to you is no kasha. It's taka hukish to Maaser Dogon. Mine is taloch of tevel. Tevel is what makes Maaser Dogon into an obligation. And here we don't have that. Here there's no tevel. So we're left with what would have been by tevel if not for the fact that there would be a din of tevel. By Maaser Dogon, if there wouldn't have been a din tevel, there wouldn't have been an obligation to be mafresh. Same thing, Maaser Behemoth. Technically. Says the Chazanish, V'yesh lion, im rashem en hatoy limko v'lishchot lo'olam, v'hinoy v'basay lo'olam, im kein hechen o'atsiv l'asam. When is there a mitzvah to take ma'aser at all? Anyway, so he says like this. He feels that this is an obligation. For yonire, the ikebal ta'acha. That's his chap. Ikebal ta'acha. There's a mitzvah Baal Ta'acha. Baal Ta'acha kicks in. If somebody will never take my mafresh ma'aser behemah, he'll be over Baal Ta'acha. So Baal Ta'acha, in other words, Baal Ta'acha does what Tevel would do by Trumas of Ma'aser. Baal Ta'acha does it. But the truth is, it's not Muchach. Because you could say that Baal Ta'acha only gets triggered when you make a neder. Till there's a neder, there's no Baal Ta'acha. So we'll leave that hanging for a moment, that Chazanish. But if you go down to the bottom, the end of that Chazanish, the end of that piece, there's a Rambam Perek Zayin there, on the bottom of the first column. And the Rambam, and he brings quotes to Rambam, and this is a Rambam we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, but now in our Sugya it's going to come to revive, it's going to revive, and it's going to require more clarity. V'yegoyli, says the Rambam, Shem Yisrael Behemo Al Shono Mishono Al Shono Harezer Maiser. If you remember, we mentioned this Rambam when we learned the first Mishnah. Now, Rambam says that if you take Maaser from one year on another, it's Chal. And the Rambam, you hear? Our Gemara says, Hukish Maaser Behemah, L'Maaser Dogon, Ma Maaser Dogon, Mishonah L'Shonah Loi, Af Maaser Behemah, Mishonah L'Shonah Loi. The Rambam says, and the Rambam means to point out that L'Chaira, our Gemara says not like that. Says the Rambam, Mipnei Chumras HaKodshim, Kuz Kodshim, Kuz Chumras Kodshim. Meaning the Rambam means to say, it's more chomer than Maaser Dogon. Maaser Dogon is not Kodshim, Maaser Behemah is Kodshim. Nei Chumras Kodshim, very difficult Rambam, what do you mean Nei Chumras Kodshim? If there's a Ptur, there's a Ptur. And if there's no Ptur, there's no Ptur. What does this mean? Mipnei Chumras Kodshim, either Shana B'Shana is a Drasha, or it's not a drasha. Rambam says, see, he says, Midivrei Rabbeinu Mevuya, the Meikar Adin Ein Echal B'Di'evet. He's medayek from the fact that the Rambam uses a lashon Mipnei Chumras Kodshim. It's not chal. And then he goes, and the Chazon Ish brings a raya from our Gemara. He has a meridik raya l'chor from our Gemara. First of all, the actual drasha that the Gemara brings. The Gemara brings a drasha. Which, by the way, the Rambam over there in Hilchos Becheiros, that Rambam, the Rambam says, we looked up this Rambam when we learned the Mishnah. The Rambam, when he brings down Chumras Kodshim, he gives a reason. He says, since it's not Beferish Bikra, since it's not spelled out, so Mamei Chumras Kodshim, it's Chal. Meaning it's only a Hekesh. So everybody else on the Rambam, it's only a Hekesh. What does that mean? A Hekesh is the Reise. The Rambam says that since it's not Meferish Bikra, it doesn't say clearly that Maaser Behemah, there's no Din Mishana L'Shana. That means if you have five from this year, you have five from next year. It doesn't say in the Torah that Meferish, that it's not Chal. Our Gemara learns it out of a Hekish. So since it's not Meferish, Chumras Kodshim takes over. So everybody gets on the Rambam. What kind of business is that? Chumras Kodshim takes over. A Hekesh is the Reise. Hekesh is the Reise. So that whole part of the Rambam is a Pella. Rambam is a Pella. Meaning, if the Rambam holds that for some reason the Pasuk is not applicable, the Drosh is not applicable, okay. But that's not what the Rambam says. The Drosh is applicable. But since it's not Beferish Bikra, so the Rambam basically is cutting and splicing. There's a shtickle reason to be Machmer because Chumras Kodshim. Even though we don't understand why is that what's the pshat in the Chumras Kodshim? What does that mean? Okay, if somebody's makdish a behemah that's posel to the mizbeach, we don't say mimnei Chumras Kodshim. It's not a carbon, because it's posel. Because the Torah said no. So what does Chumras Kodshim mean? If anything, the Achronim point out, Chumras Kodshim is it's not chal, it's chulim ba'azorah. Again, the way the Chazon Ish learns, it's in a chanami. It's takanat chal, midaraisa. You can't bring it as a carbon. According to the Chazon Ish. That you have to understand. Chazon Ish is learning, his way of learning the Rambam, is that in fact, if you mafresh mishona l'chavrata, it doesn't work. Midaraisa, it's nothing, it's dvarim b'talim. The whole thing is only midrabonon. And tak, if you bring it as a korban, it will be chulam ba'azor. And that's all. The Rambam doesn't mean anything more than it's a chumrah. That's, if you look at the Chazon Ish, that's how he's learning it. V'chein adin nois and kivon the tonen lemersiton. V'yolof b'gemorah me'akesha. He says, anything that's the reise, ain kan mokom l'chalak bein l'chatchilu l'diyevet. The kivon the emes asem is al zeh. Loi chayel. U'kamoi b'dogon mechadosh ala yosh. By dogon there's no such halacha. Somebody mafresh from his grain, from one year on the other, it's not l'chatchila, it's not chal. B'chlal, by the Raisa, there's no such thing as l'chatchila b'di'evet. The whole concept of b'di'evet is mid'rabbonu. Mid'raisa, it's either it is or it isn't. The Ritva in Maseches Sukkah Daf Yud Aleph says a chiddush. He says the whole Hidur mitzvah is the rabbonu. He learns the whole mitzvah of Zech Keli Vanvei is the rabbonu. It's asmachta. He says, because Midrash, it can't be a mitzvah, it's only l'chatchila. It's a ritva, it's a chiddush. The Arishanim will argue. They'll hit the mitzvahs d'oraisa. Even those rishonim, how would they get around the problem of the Ritva? Simple. What they would say is that hidul mitzvah is not l'chatrila. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. Meaning, it's not that if you don't do hidul mitzvah, you're yoytze b'dieved. You're yoytze the mitzvah, you're not yoytze hidul. In other words, the Ritva learns hidul is in the mitzvah itself. It's a branch of the mitzvah. And that's why the Ritva refuses to accept that hidul mitzvah is the raisha. Because it can't be l'chatrila to do hidul b'dieved, not to do hidul. The other Rishayim would learn, hidur is not a branch of a mitzvah, it's a separate element. We discussed this, in fact, I mean, now's not the time for it. We discussed this l'gabi d'shaila of the Avnei Nezer with Reb Chaim Brisk about shaking an esrog. What happens if you have two esrogim? One is gorgeous, right? But you don't know if it's an esrog. It may be murkav. It doesn't have a good hashgacha as far as where it came from. Looks like an esrog. It smells like an esrog. But you don't know for sure. But it's gorgeous. The other esrog is if I kvetch the esrog, but it's esrog. So for sure you should pick up both. For sure. The shaila is which one you should make a bracha on and which one you should pick up first. So some hold, you should, what do you mean, pick up the one that's surely an esrog first. Then you can pick up the one that's l'avcha d'nosa. So Chaim Brisk said no. He said if you pick up the one that's for sure an esrog, you yotze. You're yotze fakfetched. Later, when you're going to pick up the beautiful esrog that you don't know if it's an esrog, even if it is an esrog now, you're not going to be yotze with that esrog. So you should first pick up that one. Oh, then the shas, when do you make a bracha? Good idea. When do you make a bracha? So many hold that this is not a hefsek anyway. Because since you're picking it up, al das to be yotze. It's not called a hefsek hadas. If you remember, we discussed this about Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psak l'gabi Rosh Hashanah. Shlomo Zalman asks, how do you make a Shechianu in the Kiddush? Why isn't it a Hefsek? We make a Shechianu, second day Rosh Hashanah. And what do? We have a Pri Chodesh. Why? Because maybe Shechianu is going on the new fruit. Frekav Shlomo Zalman, so Shechianu now is a Hefsek. You made Kiddush. Now you made a Shechianu on a fruit. And now you want to drink the wine. Well, this doesn't work. Famous Kasha. I'd rather hold in Chutz La'aretz, it's not a problem anyway. But because I hold in Chutz La'aretz, be'etzim you don't need a Shechianu fruit. Because in Chutz La'aretz, you know, in Chutz La'aretz, Rosh Hashanah is also Sfeik of the Yemen. It's both. In Eretz Yisrael, Taka, they're only keeping Rosh Hashanah as Yom Arichter. But in Chutz La'aretz, we have two dinim. Rosh Hashanah is no worse than any other. They always have to keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Chutz La'aretz. Without the din of Yom Arichter, as Sfeik of the Yemen. Fine, that's not for now. Baal Kuponim, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that it's not a hefsek. He says, because since you're only making the Shechianu because you think you need it, so it's not called a hefsek hadas from the Kiddush. And he makes an analogy. He says, what would be if somebody would be eating a meal? He sits down. The halach is if you wash and there's no salt, you could say, bring the salt. I mean, today we don't do that. We motion. That's because we're much fuller. But Medina, you could say, bring the salt. Right? Yeah. Chayodim says you could go to the back and look it up. But Al Kuponim, that's the halacha. So Shlomo Zalman says an interesting thing. He says, what would be the halacha? The guy comes to the table, he makes hamotzi, he doesn't see the salt. He says, bring the salt. And then he moves to the altar, it's right there. Does he have to make hamotzi? What do you mean? But the bringing the salt wasn't needed. Ishkech. But he only said it because he thought it's needed. Zoktel, the Zobazach Rosh Hashanah. What do you make? You're not making Shechianu for the fruit. You make Shechianu because you hold the Yomtif needs it. You're worried about Brochel Batoleh. So you make a fruit by the table. He goes, that's not called a Hefsek. So it's similar to your Hefsek. That's what it is. But Al Kuponim, by the Reis is not Shaykh al-Khatchil and B'diyev. And that's the reason why this Chazanish is saying, the whole Rambam doesn't make sense to say that midaraisa is a l'chatchil and a b'di'evit. He says, therefore, it doesn't work at all. That's the Chazon Ish. He uses our sugya. And then he brings another great raya. His raya is that our Gemara now is going to go back and forth with this Chodesh v'Yoshen. Our Gemara goes back and forth with Chodesh and Yoshen. And our Gemara wants to learn in the reverse, that you can't be mafresh from kvasim and izim, kavu chaymer from shana l'shana. Okay? Now, if the Rambam is right, meaning, if we're right to learn the Rambam, that when the Rambam says b'di'evet it works mishana l'shana, means midaraisa it works, so then what's the Gemara saying? Why do you need a pasuk that kvasim v'izim? The Gemara says you should be able to learn out of kavachomel from chadash and yashar. The Gemara even asks from bakar and sign. Why do you need a pasuk bakar and sign? Here, look at the hemshich of the Gemara. Let's just be mamshich the Gemara so we'll be able to get this. The Gemara says, Tanan Hosam, Ain Torim and Mimin Al Shein Eminai, Vim Torim Ain Shum Asay Shum, Minani Mihom Rav Yanai, Vami Lom Rav Ami Hom Rav Shim Ben Lakish, Kol Chelev Yitzvah Chelev Tiyo Yish V'Dog Al Amator, Ten Chelev Ozev, Ten Chelev Ozev, meaning each min needs its own Meiser, Ashkechon Tiyo Yish V'Yitzvah, Tiyo Yish V'Dog On, Dog On V'Dog On, how do you know even wine with Dog On, or Dog On and Dog On, how do you know? Kavu Chayma. What says it's a kavu chayma? What's the kavu chayma? Because tirish and dogon are doch kilayim zebaze. So surely, if tirish and yitzah, the Gemara says it's a kavu chayma. The Gemara says uma tirish yitzah and kilayim zebaze. If you took seeds of grapes and seeds of olives and you planted them together, it wouldn't be kilayim, because by ilonas the halacha is it has to do midaraisa. You have to do halkova. You have to take the tree itself and graft it. That means if you just put the seeds together, you're not over midaraisa. Memelein misasam misalzes tirish dogon. So the halacha is memele tirish v'dogon dogon v'dogon. If you want to use different grains or grapes and surely and it didn't surely misasam misalzes. Fine. Well, Rabbi Yashi domar she is a chitu sorev v'chartzel ma'pelos yad. He holds you need 3 minim. 2 minim and anan and tzolam anyway. Hechem ma'isilo, ma'isilo. Hechem atirish v'itzayin kilayim zebazah. Filo ayde devach. Even if you use 3 minim, hey misasim misalzeh. So tirish v'dogon, dogon v'dogon, shen kilayim zebazah. Ayde devach. Any additional misasim misalzeh. Says the Gemara, shtei minim minolon, shmei min ba'alma minolon. How do you know? Stam you can't be mafresh. Fine, you have a pasuk for tirish, dogon, and yitzar. How do you know you can't be mafresh stam from beans, right? Beans and lentils. So the Gemara says, "Hani the Rabbanan inu." So called the Tikkun the Rabbanan gained the Raisa Tikkun. Stam apeladika Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that everything else except for these 3 minim, Dogon, Tirosh, and Yitzah. So except for grain and vines and olives, everything else is the Rabbanan. So it comes out from the Gemara. L'chayr, so it comes out from the Gemara. The Rambam says everything is the rice except for vegetables. The Rambam says trumas and maizes of everything is the rice. All fruits, everything is the rice. The grain, fruits, everything. The only thing according to the Rambam that's the Rabbonan is vegetables. It's the Rambam paskins. The old Sameach al Rambam, he brings that our Gemara. He says, I didn't find any way to harass the Rambam. How the Rambam fits with our Gemara. There's really 3 shittas in the Rishonim. You have the shittas Ramban al Torah. The Ramban holds that Maisa de Raisa is only on wine and oil. He holds even grapes and olives is not the Raisa. That's a Das Yochid. That's the Ramban. Then you have Roiv de Rishonim, Rashi, Toisis, and Roiv de Rishonim. Say, Dogon, Tirosh, and Yitzah, grain, grapes, and olives is the Raisa. And then you have the Ramban that holds everything is the Raisa except for vegetables. And our Gemara seems to say clearly that Dogon, Tigosh, and Yitzhak, the rice, and everything else is the Rabbana. That's Tama Apella from our Gemara. I wish to go Mahalach to answer this. I mean, you could say, now let's finish this off so then we'll be able to get back to the whole thing. The Gemara says, Amalei Avabba Balmamo, Ravami, Elameyata, Gabi Maisa Behema, the Loiksiv. By Meiser Behem, it doesn't say that. A Meiser Bokor or Meiser Tzayin. So by Truma, it's a Meiser, there it says Chelev and Chelev. So over here, you should be able to take Maaser from everything. Meaning, not only from Kvasim and Izim, you should even be able to take Maaser from Bokar and Tzayin. Says the Gemara, Yisasu el Gabi Maaser, Liksivach o Maaser, Bokar Maaser, Tzayin, Yasu Mizir Alzeh. Meaning, our Mishnah, we were struggling Kvasim and Izim. That's how this whole sugya started. The whole sugya started was that our Mishnah said that you could take Maaser Behema from Kvasim and Izim. To which the Gemara asked, what do you mean? We should learn Kal v'chomer from Chadash and Yashan. If you can't be mafresh from Chadash and Yashan, you shouldn't be able to be mafresh from Kvasim either. So we went off to Maaser Dagon. Maaser Dagon, you're not allowed to take Mimin al Sheni Mimin. So the Gemara says now, what's the reason why not? Because it says Maaser and Maaser. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, over here it doesn't say Maaser Bok or Maaser Tzor. See, even with the Hekesh, meaning, it shouldn't be better than Trumas of Isis is without the Chalav Chalav. Even by Trumas of Isis, you only can't be mafresh from the meaning where it says Chalav Chalav. So here should be the same. That's the Gemara means to ask. Elamayat gabi maiser behema the loik sivakal maiser begavatan yisasim izalze. Amalei, fine. So he answered him, Amakro ha'asiri. The asiri takes the place of Chalav. The tenth. The tenth of Bokar and the tenth of the Tzayin. Asiri lezeh, ten asiri lezeh, v'ten asiri lezeh. Yehoch, he kvosin lezeh, nami frekti gemara. So Gemara says, tzoyin, mashma kol echot. Och, nami frekti the gemara, if that's the case. Lema, when it says, dogon, mashma kol dogon echot, who? Maybe say dogon also means all dogon should be one like Bokar and Tzayin. So the Gemara says, no. Amabaye Reshisa. It says Reshisa. Which is Reshis, the called Dagon Vedagon. Tchenu was Reshisa. Rav Amar, Beloy Reshisa, Nami Lemotzes Amar Vedagon Mashma called Dagon Echad. Dagon doesn't mean old Dagon. Bishloima, Beit Sain, Amin in Sain, Mashma called Sain Echad. These Hakadai, the Kvasim, Vizim, Nami, Lichte, Vichom, Iser, Behema. And everything will be included. Is not included. Meaning, the Torah didn't even have to say the words Bokar and Tzayin. We would learn a kol shekein that you can't be mafresh from Bokar and Tzayin. Why? Meaning, Chodesh and Yoshan, Akilayim Zebezeh. So Bokar and Tzayin, Zichah, you can't be mafresh from each other. So basically, the Gemara is saying like this. In the conclusion, the Gemara is saying that L'chari, you should not need any psukim by Maaser Behema to say that you can't be mafresh from Bokar and Tzayin. Kvasim and Izim, you could be mafresh. Mishono L'chavrata, you can't be mafresh because we learned that from Maaser Dagon. L'shono Hekshisiv. So you can't be mafresh. And now, Bokar and Tzayin, Kal v'chomer from Chodesh and Yasha. So that's where the Chazon Ish now by us jumps in. He says, one second. If the Rambam holds that Chodesh and Yasha is only L'chatchila, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The whole Gemara makes no sense. The Gemara here is asking that L'chaira, once we know you can't be Mavrish, Maaser Behema, Mishana L'chavrata, I don't need a pasuk about Bokar V'Tzayin. I don't need Bokar V'Tzayin. Because I can learn the Kal v'chomer from Chodesh and Yosha. If you're going to learn the Rambam the way many learn the Rambam, which the way he reads, which is that Chodesh and Yosha b'di'evit works, so what's the Gemara saying that I don't need the pasuk of Bokar v'Tzayin because I would learn that out from a Kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer from what? Chodesh and Yosha is also only l'chatchil. B'di'evit, if you took from one year on the other, it would work. That's his kasha. This is l'chayr a bomb. So if you look at the Chazon Ish, that's what he says. V'chein mukach b'gemara daf nun dalet amud beis, where we left off in the Chazon Ish. These hakadai d'chkvosim v'izim. Osi b'kal v'chayr v'chadosh v'yoshim. V'chadosh v'yoshim b'di'evet chal. How could you learn min v'shein emine from there? Gam min v'shein emine chal b'di'evet. V'shapet it's v'chkro bokar v'tzayin. So the Chazon Ish seems to, in an ironclad way, prove that the Rambam is not Kipshute. If you remember, we learned the Rambam, if you remember how we learned by the Mishnah, we learned the Rambam Kipshute, the way the Rambam reads, which is that it is B'diyeved Chal Mishon Ol Chavrta. That's the way the Rambam reads. Okay, Mimnei Chumras Kotshim, it works. Chaznish is being mechadish that the Rambam only means midrabona. It's not that it's chal at all. And Chaznish is saying, first of all, what do you do with the hekesh? Which is a good kasha. Besides for that, the Chaznish is proving it beyond any doubt from our sugya. Because our sugya wants to use chodesh and yoshan as the springboard from which to learn min b'shein emina. The reason why you can't be matzah from Boker on sign is a kal v'chomer. Chodesh and Yashan, you cannot be matzah from one on the other, and it's not kilayim zebazeh. So nachas kama v'kama? We nachas kama v'kama. It can't be better than Chodesh and Yashan is, which is midrash sechal. So that one proof of the Chazanish, which he throws at the end of his whole piece, is L'chera Raya Sheinol of Trevis. It's a bomb Raya. We didn't address this when we started the parak, because I figured we'll leave it for when we get up to the sugya. But it seems to be a gevaldig hakash. Yeah, okay, so now let's try to work our way backwards. When we started the parak, we discussed that there's really two, I could use a Rambam also, a Rambam Korbonus. Somebody could get me a Rambam Korbonus. Avoid the Korbonuses together. Thank you. When we started the Perek, we discussed the fact that there are really two elements, two potential elements in Maisa Behemah. One is the element of Maisa Behemah that is similar to Maisa Dogon, which is Hafrosha. Right? It's Hafrosha. Just like by Maisa Dogon, there's a din of Hafrosha to separate. There's an intrinsic element that's on the grain. So too, by every 10 animals, there's an intrinsic Maisa Behemah. The whole last sugya we learned seemed to prove that. The sugya we went through last week, with the shibud, with the it's not chal b'kotshim. The Gemara said, what's the hava mina should be chal b'kotshim? The Gemara said, kol behemah l'maisa kaima. Right? The whole sugya we had last week is mashma, there's some intrinsic element in Maisa, like you would have by Maisa Dogon. And then there's another element, which is the element of korbanos. It's a korban, which is more the gavra making it into a korban, like any nether, like every nether that we have in Kol HaShas. Now again, we didn't go into it then, but now I think we're stuck. We have to go into this, get this clearer. There's a sugi in the Dorim, Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara in the Dorim discusses about Maisa Behemah being a dover hanodor. Those of you that did Daf Yomi, so you have this quite fresh in your minds, in order to make a nether, it has to be, you have to be matfis in a dover hanodor. You have to make the nether hinged onto something which comes from a nether. The Gemara discusses the possibility that, let's say, Bechor won't be a dover hanodor, because Bechor happens by itself, right, with birth. The Gemara goes, maybe there's a mitzvah l'akdisha, maybe there is a mitzvah to be matfis in Bechor. When it comes to Maisa Behemah, the Gemara calls Maisa Behemah Dover Hanodah. So the Rishonim ask a great kasha. The halacha is, we're going to have this halacha later on in Daf Nun Tes, in the Perek, Asiri Me'el of Niskadish. What would be if somebody forgets to take out the 10th Behemah? Number one, number two, number three, he calls out 9 Behemahs. Something happens, he gets a phone call, he forgets about it, the 10th animal stays in there. The Gemara says, Asiri Me'el of Niskadish. The 10th one happens by itself. So Rishonim ask a kasha, So why is it called Davar Anoda? It shouldn't be Davar Anoda. That's what Rishonim ask in the Dor. So I'll read you what the Ran says. There's a Peledik Ran over there. The Ran says, the Ran says like this. He asks if it's Chal Me'elov, so it's not a Davar Anoda. Tosfos also has this kasha. Tosfos in the Dor. So he says like this. Why is Maisa called Imshal Maisa Behemeh? Tim Toim of Halei Asiri Me'el of this Kaddish? Toys says this Kaddish. Halei Asiri Me'el of Kaddish? Then came Le Havi Dover Anoda. That's the... So Toys gives a very interesting answer. Toys learns the reason why it's a Dover Anoda is because what leads up to it is done by you. One, two, three. That's why it's a Dover Anoda. So according to Toys, it's not a Dover Anoda because number 10 is a Dover Anoda. It's a Dover Anoda because of the process. If Taka, 10 animals on their own would become Maisa in a Chaname. But that's not what happens. You have to count 1, 2, 3, 4. Elamai, number 10, you don't have to say number 10. If it stays in there, it's Kodesh on its own. That's Toysis' approach. So Toysis, we understand. Toysis is giving us a qualification. In order for something to be a Dover Anoda, it doesn't have to be that you said Harezeh Kodesh. It's enough that I facilitated it. Even through the process of elimination, the process of elimination is also a Davar Anoda. Fine, that's Tosfos. The Ran doesn't go with Tosfos. It's obvious that the Ran was, in order to be Davar Anoda, has to be that this was Chal, this Kom was Chal with an Eder. The Ran says, what's Pshat? So the Ran says right over here, when he brings down this Halacha Maisa, he asks Tosfos' question. He says, I, Lamaisa, you need, it's Me'el of Niskadish. The Dover Anoda. Kishehu Koyre La Asiri Asiri. He says it's a Dover Anoda. Meaning, even though if you won't do it, it'll be Chal on its own. But now that I did do it, it's a Dover Anoda. Hebeyas on the Rad. What does the Rad mean? If it's Chal without you saying it, you're not doing anything. It's a Maisa Koyf. What are you doing? You're not doing anything. That's not a chapella. Now, the Rosh also learns like this, not like the Ran. The Rosh says, the Havi Dover Anoda, Shetzerich Lagdishai. You have to go be Makdish the 10th one. That's this. But anyway, this is what he says. I mean, it's a similar problem that we have by Bchor, by Mitzvah Lagdishai. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're doing nothing. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Orbach Zatzal, went chutz migidroi. And he wanted to say that by B'chor, according to the opinion of Mitzvah Lagdishai, you actually replace the Kedusha. That means the B'chor comes out with Kedusha Smeila. Then when you say Areze B'chor, it's like a pigeon. It's a pigeon and a Kedusha that's Chal B'Vasachas. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman. But I want to read you a Peledik Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Korbonos, he brings down this shaila of somebody's makdish, somebody's counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and he doesn't do number 10. So the Rambam brings down that halacha automatically kodesh. So listen to Losha the Rambam. I mean, it's Marafis Igra the Rambam. Kol Chiyasi, the guy made a mistake. He did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And number 9, he said number 10. Obviously, he made the mistake. He didn't call number 10 anything. It stayed in there. Zok the Rambam, v'nisha asiri b'dir. The 10th one stayed in the deer. Then he realizes later, after it was too late to do it, that's what happened. Zok the Rambam, it doesn't matter. The 9th one that since he called the 9th the 10th, he can't just eat it. He has to wait for it to get a mum. And as far as the one that was left in the deer, that's Kodesh. V'zeh shenisha b'dir ma'aser. Af al pi shelo yotzo v'lo yibiraroi. Why? Sha'asiri me'elov yiskadesh. Because number 10 is number 10. Number 10 is holy. Look at the Rambam. That's first halacha. Then he gives us another halacha. What's the halacha if you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one dies? Okay, it's the same thing. What's the difference? Meaning, it dies after, not it died before. You did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and the 10th one gets a heart attack and dies, stays in the deer. That's included in the last halacha. Right? It's already kodesh. Obviously, you can't bring it as a carbon, it's dead. So you bury it like you bury kodeshim. What do you want? Listen to Rambam. Look to Rambam. What's the halacha? Meis asiri b'diyo. It's not even clear why the Rambam even have to talk about this. He already spoke. This is a better case. There was no confusion. In this case of the Rambam, the first case of the Rambam, there was a mistake made. The guy who was counting made a mistake. Fine. There you could even be done that the whole counting is a shtickle off. Okay? After all, the whole toisis that we had that explains Asiri Mail of Niskadish is with a process. 1, 2, and then number 9 makes number 10 Kodesh. In the case of the Rambam, if you're going with Toysa Shita, you could say, you know what, 10 is not Kodesh on its own. Because you didn't do the process. The second case of the Rambam is beautiful. Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. The guy's wearing his gantel and streimel. 1, 2, he goes through each one. In Yiddish, Nachzadetze. I always remember the last Siyam HaShas, Rabbi Yankov Pachayim Chiyusei. So if Pesin Zatzal was the Messiah, and he said it in English. He said the last Mishnah in English. So the Siyam was in Yeshiva Spring Valley then. This is many years ago. The old building. So after Pesin's Messiah, in English, so the master of ceremonies was a Chassidish guy. He didn't like that it was in English. So he went and he said, Shtaka bizoicha, thank you, Rabbi, for finishing. Shabizoicha, next to all, umazomasayim zan in Yiddish. That was his. But those days, we had Rabbi Yankov, Baruch Hashem. He was able to fix anything on the spot. You remember Rabbi Yankov? I remember you davening there by Rabbi Yankov. For Minucha, he used to come to Rabbi Yankov. So, Rabbi Yankov gets up. Without being called, he gets up, everybody's quiet, you can imagine. Rabbi Yankov spoke low, he never spoke loud. And he starts mumbling to everybody. You can hear a needle drop. He goes, Divos geben in English, soll nicht schlecht fühlen. Those are giving in English shouldn't feel bad. Halavai wollt ich gekannt reden English. Halavai, if I knew English, ich wollte euch gegeben in English. Weil das sind die Loschen haben du beres. That's the language that people understand. That was his, and he sat down. The guy immediately gets up. He's like an extemal in English. He fixed himself right away. But Lamaisa, in the Rambam, the second case of the Rambam, the guy did it properly, everything perfect. 1, 2, 3, 4, everything perfect. Number 10 got a heart attack. So of course it's Kodesh. Listen to Lashon Rambam. So the Rambam, he says, all those that were counted are potter. Dr. Rambam. Why? Number 10 didn't get Kedusha. And it died before it was able to come out. You know why? Sheminyan aloi pointer. Tutzachto. The Rambam says, you know why it's potter? Because the rule is that when you're counting Maisa Behemah, you do 1, 2, 3. Every animal that you count becomes potter on the spot. Because it was able, you were able, meaning, if I have 9 animals in total and I do 1, it does nothing. But if I have 10 able animals inside, and I count 1, 2, 3. Now, if number 10 died when I was holding by number 5, and I kept on going 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, 8 is not going to be put, because they weren't able to be in the minion. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is all potter. Because they were roy. So the Rambam now unveils a new yesod. He basically gives us two cases where the animals outside are okay, where the inner one died. One is where you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and you called the ninth one the 10th, and then you forgot. You never took out the 10th. And the other one is where there was some confusion also, but you knew. You still have to count the 10th one. The 10th died. Well, that's the only difference between the two cases. Between case A and case B, both cases there was some mishap after number 9. But one of them, the mishap was you forgot about it completely. The other one, you realized you have to count, you have to get the 10th guy out. In both cases, the Rambam says the 9 that are out, or the 8, let's say the 8. The 9th, if you counted it the 10th, either way, is you have to wait for it to get a moon. It's not real mice, but you have to wait for it to get a moon. He says they're okay. The first one, he says they're okay, because why shouldn't they be okay? Because the 10th one is Kurdish on its own. By the second case, he says the reason why they're okay is because Minyan Aroi Poyta. Everybody has to say, I mean, it's a Peltigon. It's a Marafi Sikh. Anyway, so the way we explain L'chatchila is that really there are two elements to Maisa. One element is the element of Afrosha, Maisa Dogon, type of Afrosha. And then there's a Kotchim Halacha. And I'm not going to go through the whole shtickle. We went through the Rambam and the other Rishonim and different ways till the Rosh. But Eich Shiyye, you have these two elements. One is Maisa Dogon and one is the Kotchim element. One can easily understand that this din of Asiri Me'il of Neskadesh, the Etzem, is really much more of a Maiser Dogon Halacha, because there you say, okay, once I got the 9 out, so number 10 is on its separate. Just like if you took Trumas and Maisers, and you took everything away from what's supposed to be Maiser, right? Especially according to the Ramban, Machlekes Ramban and Rashi Yevomis, that Truma really is mixed into the Tevel to begin with, right? So everybody would understand that there's no difference if you take the Truma Meiser out, or you took everything away and left the Truma Meiser there. It would be the same thing. Because inherently, there's Truma Meisers here. So I could either take the Truma Meisers out traditionally, or if I took everything and moved it away. So that's an inherent element. In as much that there's a din of Kotchim, that would normally require an amira, meaning you're making something into a neder, like every kol. You have to say hareza oila, hareza chatas. That's not afrosha. And that, by the way, is going to very clearly explain the sugi that we're going to get to on the test, Me'il of Neskadesh, where the Gemara has a whole discussion. Is it Neskadesh likorev? Do you actually put on the mizbeach? What's the shail of the Gemara? The Shiloh of the Gemara is maybe it only has Kedusha like Maisel Dogon. But for a Kohen, you have to be Makdash it. Now, even the way we hold that you could be Makdash, you could bring it as a Kohen, it's all only because the Kotchim follows suit with the Zrayim. In other words, it's Niskadash Me'elov and Hilchah Zrayim, and then on its own, the Hekdash is Chal on it, following it. That's the Me'el of Niskadash. Now, when you come to our sugya, we were mazbe the Rambam already, that the only reason why the Rambam holds Mishonah L'chavra to Eschal, it's very similar to the way I just explained to you Hidur Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah is not B'di'evit L'chatchila, Hidur Mitzvah is another halacha. And if you do it, you're Mekayim it. If you don't do it, you're not Mekayim it. It's not B'di'evit, you're not Mekayim it. The Rambam was saying a simple thing. Min al shein emino yavada sitarai sitikidin. And Shana Mechavrata is also the Isa Digadin. That's clear. There's no Shaila. Of course it's clear. Now, there is a distinction between if something is written in the Parasha of Maisa Behema or something is written in the Parasha of Maisa Dogon. Because if it's written in the Parasha of Maisa Dogon as an exclusion, then we only know that it's Paka from the din of Maisa Dogon. So the Rambam, the way I explained the Rambam when we learned the Mishnah was that the Rambam says, because Maisa Behem is also Kachim, so if somebody went and they were Mafrish, Maisa Behemah from one year on the other. So Als Kodshim Itzchal. That's what he means. Mipnei Chumras Kodshim. And when he says it's not Beferish, he doesn't mean because it's a Hekesh. He means because it's not written in the Parasha Maisa Behemah. If in the Parasha Maisa Behemah we would have an exclusion, so that's exclusion in both Dinim. Maisa Dogon, Maisa and Kodshim. But because the whole exclusion is found in Maisa Dogon, and then you have tachas tachas from Maisa Dogon to Maisa Behemah. That exclusion only works, the Rambam holds, for the Dogon Aloch, not for the Kodshim Aloch. Now, if that's the case, so really, the Asiri Me'el of the Scottish is really only a Dogon Dika Halach. It happens to be that the Gemara says that even if you never say Arei, it's Kodesh, it's going to follow through as well. Very similar, I'll give you a dugma. If you makdish something L'domov, and it's Roy L'mizbeach, so the Gemara brings down in Tmura, Migu D'chayel Alei Kedusha Hazdomim, Chayel Alei Kedusha Hazaguf. It's a Migu. I want to tell you very simple what the Rambam holds. Bamedvom amurim that the migu is chal. That's where you have no das to be makdash it properly. So then we say it's like it's kodesh l'domov, and now if you do nothing, migu d'chay l'kedush dom, kedush is a goof. And that's what the Ran and the Rush mean in the Dorim. That it's true asiri me'el of niskadish, but there's still a din of kodshim in it. And the only reason why that would happen by itself is because if you do nothing. But if you intend to say Arezeh Asiri, of course you makdash it properly. Kedushas Haguf. And that's the reason why the Rambam holds that Bamedvar Mamurim, that the Asiri male of Niskadish, even Kedushas Haguf, that's only where it wasn't Chal Kedushas Domim. But if somebody was counting and their das was to be makdash the Asiri, and then there was a mishap, it died. So now the Kedusha Zaguf was not chal on it. Tosok the Rambam, it's only part of Beminyan Roy. That's pshat in the Rambam in Becheres. Where you counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you realize by 9, even if you made a mistake, but you realize after you said 9 that you still have to take out number 10. And Meis Koidim Sheyotza, and that's the Rambam's lotion. Meis Koidim Sheyotza, the Yeskan on the Rambam. You should say Meis. No. The whole point of the Rambam is Meis Koidim Sheyotza. This was intended to come out. So then it would be chal with you saying asiri. Then really it's not kodesh for the mizbeach. So why are the first 9 potter? Minyan aroi. Just like minyan aroi potters, even though you're not makdish the 10th one. Minyan aroi potters. That's the difference between the two Rambams. Now when we come to asuri, the chaznish is kashas off. Because what's the Chaznish asking? He's asking that what? B'di'evit it should be chal. There's no b'di'evit here. It's a midach me'ikar hadin. There's a me'ikar hadin dika halacha. The halacha that ein ma'asr mishon al chavotah is a me'ikar hadin dika halacha. Kilayim is even in Baikotshim there's a din of Kilayim. Min b'shein emina even exists by Baikotshim. So that's why that there'd be no hava minah that would work even legabi the kotshim the halacha, because kotshim also has halacha of min b'shein eminai, and that explains the whole flow of our gemara that min b'shein eminai has both negativities. It has a kotshim negativity and it has a zroyim negativity, and that's what the gemara means. That if we find that there's a that even something which has a kotshim negativity doesn't work. Then sure, if it does work, then surely there won't be a Zroim objection. That's the point of the Gemara. That's the back and forth of the Gemara. Memele, the Chaznish is Kasha's answer. Chaznish is asking, well, if we're only going to learn backwards from Shana L'Chavrata, how will we know to extend it that even B'dievet it's not working? But the way we're learning, it's not a question of B'dievet L'Chatchila. Mishana L'Chavrata, even B'dievet doesn't work. It's only a question of Hilchus Kodshim. But min b'shein emina, already by Kodshim is a chzaren. So therefore, I don't have that issue. I only had the issue mishana l'chavrata, which doesn't exist by Kodshim, the whole concept. Over there, we have an issue that if there's only a mi'at the ma'aser dogon, who says it works over here too? But mimishen emina, we wouldn't have such a shaila. That's only by ma'aser dogon. Okay, stop. Shalom bracha. Thank you. Shalom. How are you?
Quick question. Mitzvah Shem Erev Hanukkah, we're going to be making a little masiba for David and
it's beautiful.
We would very much like to invite you.